Title: Tagging One Shots by Mood Masterclass in Ableton Live 12 Intermediate. All right, let's build a mood-based one-shot tagging system in Ableton Live 12 that actually makes you faster at writing drum and bass. Not my samples are organized faster. I mean, you're looping at 174, you need a snare that feels cold and metallic for a darker switch, and you can grab it in seconds without killing your momentum. Because in D&B, speed really does kill in the best way. If you can pick the right sounds quickly, you'll finish more 16 and 32 bar ideas, and more of them will have a consistent identity. Today you're building 5 things. A mood taxonomy that's small enough to be usable. A dedicated tagging session project inside Live. A drum rack audition rig that lets you test one-shots in real context, not solo fantasy land. Mood-based collections and a naming rule that doesn't collapse into chaos. And finally, mood kits saved as drum rack presets, so you're not just tagging samples, you're saving playable palettes. Let's start with the mindset that makes this work. Mood tags must be decision grade. Here's the test. If a tag doesn't change which sample you pick, it's not a tag, it's a poem. Second test. If the tag doesn't change how you process the sound, rename it or delete it. Also, don't try to tag 40 moods. You're not building Netflix categories. You need 8 to 12 that reflect real choices you make when producing. Here's a solid D&B mood map you can steal. Dark or menace, industrial, cold, shadowy, rolling or groove, tight, shuffly, forward motion, jungle or rough, break friendly, raw transients, grime, liquid or airy, soft top, wide, silky, neuro or tech, clinical, aggressive mids, synthetic, retro or 90s, crunchy, sampled, Akai-ish, cinematic or impact, booms, big hits, phrase starters, weird or ear candy, foley, glitch, odd percussion. Now, very important rule that keeps your browser clean. Collections are mood. File naming is character and job. So mood is dark, character is metal, tight, ringy, job is main snare, ghost, layer click. That two-axis idea is what intermediate producers usually miss. Mood alone isn't enough. In D&B reality, function wins sessions. So we're going to think like this. Mood. Dark. Rolling. Jungle. Liquid. Job. Main. Ghost. Layer. Fill. Switch. Impact. Texture. Example naming if you rename files or create curated copies. Snare dark main 01. Snare dark layer click 02. HAT rolling texture 16:04. Cool. Now let's build the actual tagging environment. Step 1. Create a dedicated one-shot tagging project in Ableton. This is not a songwriting project. This is a workshop. Set the tempo to 174 BPM. You can do 172 to 176, but pick one and stick to it so your ear learns the context. Drop a swing into the groove pool, something MPC-ish, and just have it ready. You don't need to commit it yet. It's just there when you want to test shuffle. Now make a few tracks. First, drum audition, and it's going to be a drum rack. Second, reference loop. Like a 4 to 8 bar drum loop you trust. Something that represents your taste. Third, bass bed. Keep it simple. A res and a sub. Or even just a sine sub with a basic mid layer. The point is to test low-end interactions and whether the drums still punch when the bass exists. And optionally, set up a preview bus as a return track or a group, depending on how you like to route. The philosophy here is simple. You're tagging based on how the sound behaves in D&B context, not how it flatters you when it's soloed. Step 2. Build the drum rack audition rig. Create a drum rack and set up pads so your hands and brain always know where things go. Kick on C1. Snare on D1. Clap or layer on E1. Rim or click on F sharp 1. Closed hat on A sharp 1. Open hat on C sharp 2. Ride or shaker on D sharp 2. Perk 1 on F2. Perk 2 on G2. FX hit on A2. On each pad, load simpler in one-shot mode. Turn snap on. Because we're not here for sloppy start points. If you get clicks, add a tiny fade in and fade out, like 1 to 5 milliseconds. Set voices to 1 for most drums. Hats can be 2 to 4 if you need overlap, but keep it intentional. Now we're going to add macros, because the whole point is fast decision making. Map these to rack macros. Pitch, to simpler transpose. Start, to sample start. Decay, to the volume envelope decay. Drive, to saturator drive and keep it subtle. Punch. To drum bus amount, tone, which can be an EQ8 tilt, basically nudging brightness up or down quickly. Width, using utility, mostly for hats and percussion. Room, which can be a reverb amount or a send amount to a short room. This is your vibe shaping without losing the plot toolkit. We're not mixing, we're auditioning like a producer. Now on the drum rack bus, at a light, honest chain. First EQ8, high pass around 25 to 35 Hz to remove rumble, and if things get boxy, a gentle dip around 200 to 350. Then drum bus, keep drive modest, 2 to 10%. Crunch optional, 0 to 20. Keep boom off while auditioning so you don't get tricked by fake low-end hype. Then glue compressor. Attack around 3 milliseconds, release on auto, ratio 2 to 1. You're aiming for 1 to 2 dB of gain reduction when the loop plays. And finally, a limiter with a ceiling around minus 0.8, just as safety. This chain matters because it represents the reality of DNB drums. Most of us are running some glue and some saturation. If a snare only works completely naked, it might not survive your actual bus. Coach note: lock your monitoring so loudness doesn't lie. Even with a limiter, hot samples will trick your brain. Two habits. 1. Put a utility at the end of your master and keep the gain visible. Trim quickly if things are hitting too hard. 2. Do blind swaps. Drag three candidates onto the same pad while the loop plays, then turn the chosen one down about 3 dB. If it still wins, it's a real winner. Step 3. Create the DNB context loop. Make a 1 bar 2 step that loops constantly. Kick on 1.1. Snare on 1.2 and 1.4. Closed hats on 8ths or 16ths with slight velocity variation. If you want, add a super low velocity ghost note or a tiny drag to test how the snare behaves with extra movement. Optional but strongly recommended, add a break layer track. Take an amen-ish or think-ish break, keep it low in the mix, and high pass it around 150 to 250 Hz so it's mostly top texture. Now when you audition a snare, you instantly learn the truth. Does it cut through hats and the break? Does it fight the break transient? Does it feel liquid versus tech versus jungle? That's the whole point. Step 4. Use Lev 12 browser tagging and collections properly. We're going to tag in a way that stays clean for months, not just today. Start with one category. Don't do everything. Pick snares. In the browser, locate your snare folder or pack. While your loop is playing, drag a snare onto D1, the snare pad. Instant feedback. No pauses. When the snare matches a mood, tag it immediately into a collection. Dark, rolling, jungle, liquid, whatever you chose. If it fits multiple moods, that's allowed, but cap it at 2 or 3 max. If you tag a snare in 5 moods, you basically tag nothing. Now the most important rule in this entire lesson. If it's pretty good, don't tag it. If it's "I would use this in a track today," tag it. That single rule prevents your dark collection from turning into a 400 snare nightmare. Now let's add a confidence system so you stop drifting in the browser. 3 tiers. A-list, would use today, that gets mood tagged in collections. B-list, useful sometimes, put it in a separate holding folder called underscore maybe, or tag it in a way that clearly says not proven. No-list, leave it, don't tag, don't move it, forget it exists. And here's a pro workflow detail, add a nope collection. Yes, seriously. If there are samples you keep re-auditioning from the same packs and they never win, flag them as nope. You'll save hours over the year. Naming. If you can rename, keep it consistent and simple. Snare Dark Metal Tight 01. HAT Liquid Air 16th 03. Perk Jungle Wood Ghost 02. If you can't rename, because it's from sample packs, create a folder called underscore curated and copy favorites into it with your naming. Step 5. Build mood kits as drum rack presets. Once you have enough tagged one shots, stop. Don't keep digging. Turn tags into playable kits. Load your drum rack. Fill pads using only tagged one shots. Make a rolling kit. Tight kick, snappy snare, clean hats, minimal percussion. Make a dark kit. Heavier snare, metallic hats, industrial hits. Make a jungle kit. Break friendly snare, crunchy rides, fully percussion. Then save the drum rack preset. Name it clearly. DNB Rolling Kit 01, DNB Dark Kit Metal 01. And here's a pro move, create mood families from a hero sound. If you find a snare that's basically the one, duplicate it inside the rack and make variants. A clean version, a dirty version, a short version, a wide or roomy version. Now you're building consistency across tracks. You're not hunting for a new perfect snare every project. You can even resample these variants and tag them, so they become reliable one-shots. Quick advanced variation if you want to be extra disciplined. Make 2 racks. ARAW rack with minimal processing. Basically gain staging and safety limiting. And an in-track rack with your typical drum bus vibe chain. Tagging in RAW helps you avoid being fooled by processing. Confirming an in-track ensures it survives the real mix. If something only works with heavy bus treatment, note it in the name, Like Snare Dark needs bus. Step 6. Tag non-drum one-shots like a DNB producer. DNB lives on ear candy, stabs, vocal chops, impacts, glitches. Those tiny moments are arrangement glue. For stabs, tag by mood and roll. Stab dark short, stab liquid wide, stab 90s rave, audition stabs with echo on an eighth or dotted eighth, auto filter for movement, and a short reverb. You're testing whether it becomes a phrase hook or just clutter. For vocal chops, tag by function. Vox command for shouts like rewind or listen. Vox Atmo for breathy textures. Vox Hooky for melodic bits. When auditioning, try a gate to tighten and a touch of saturator for presence. For FX hits, tag by job. FX impact dark. FX riser noise. FX downlifter. FX glitch. And here's a sound design extra that pays off fast. Print mood tails. Take a snare hit. Send it into a dark short reverb, EQ it with a low cut and baby a tiny dip around 2 to 4K, a gentle saturation, then resample just the tail. Now you've got FX tail dark short. Those tails make your track feel like it lives in a space, without adding new instruments. Step 7. Use mood tagging to control drum identity across an arrangement. Here's a 64-bar plan that works insanely well in Roll Into Dark DNB. Bars 1 to 16, rolling kit, clean hats, tight snare. Bars 17 to 32, introduce dark percussion hits, like metallic accents every 4 bars. Tension rises, but groove stays familiar. Bars 33 to 48, drop. Swap to dark kit snare layer and industrial hat choice. Bars 49 to 64, bring back rolling hats, but keep a darker snare tail or darker texture so the energy stays edgy. Coach note, change one axis at a time. If you swap snare, hats, percussion, and effects all at once, you didn't create variation. You created a different song. Swap tops, or swap snare persona, or swap percussion. One main change, then support it, and use phrase markers with restraint. One marker per 8 bars max, unless you intentionally want it hyper. A short glitch before bar 33, a vox command on bar 41, an impact on bar 49. That's enough to make the arrangement feel directed. Common mistakes to avoid, quick and blunt. First, tagging everything. If your dark collection has hundreds of snares, you rebuilt the problem. Second, auditioning solo. A snare that sounds huge alone can vanish against hats and breaks at 174. Third, inconsistent loudness. Loudness lies. Fourth, over-tagging micro moods. Dark Industrial IC Warehouse is not a system. This audio version is shortened for playback.